Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Last Friday night in West Cork, a scene unfolded that left even the most world-weary medics shaking their heads. A number of teenagers arrived at an underage disco so drunk that a field hospital needed to be set up for treatment nearby. Speaking this morning to Sean O'Rourke, Jason Vandervelde, a pre-hospital emergency medicine specialist who attended the incident, described the seriousness of what happened.
Look, I'm not exaggerating when I say at least two of them had the potential to die on scene that night. Their blood pressures were in the 70s, so the top number in the 70s systolic, and they were that unconscious, they were unable to manage their own airway safely. So we're not talking about a little bit tipsy, we're talking about absolutely paralytically, unconsciously drunk.
Dr. Fiona Weldon is a consultant clinical psychologist and she joins me on the line now. Fiona, is this generation of teens drinking any differently to previous generations?
Good afternoon. I think there's a serious problem, I suppose, culturally, that we still have. And I think we're seeing the effects of this in the generations that are coming through. I think we have a problem with our young people struggling to deal with very, very high levels of anxiety, for example, throughout the schools at the moment, that we're seeing that are really unprecedented in terms of previous, levels. And I do think that that has a direct effect on their coping skills. And I think one of the ways in which they're coping is in actively problematically drinking. And what I mean, when I say anxiety levels, I think they're struggling with social anxiety. I think they're struggling with higher levels of depression. I think they're struggling to actually interact and communicate with their peers. I mean, if we think about the age group that this particular story is relevant to, the kind of 15 to 17 year olds, at that time of life, experimentation is perfectly normal. It is a time when perhaps they might be getting tipsy for the first time or whatever, but these levels and the level of binge drinking that is ongoing is life-threatening. And I suppose there isn't an awareness of the effect of alcohol on the brain, particularly on the younger brain. And I think that, in the modern age that we're living in relation to kids sitting beside each other, kind of sort of texting each other while they're sitting beside each other, there's a kind of a one step removed from having to speak to each other. I think the skills of socializing, of communicating, are being lost. And so developmental tasks like, interacting with peers, either same sex or opposite sex, developing relationships, first dates, they're struggling to actually emotionally cope with these things, I think.
So are you saying the amount of screen time they're indulging in leaves them socially awkward, so they drink to socialise and then having drunk afterwards, it increases the anxiety and the cycle continues?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a huge element of what's going on. I think this is multifaceted. It's not quite, as simple as just one piece of this. But this is something that I see in practice every day, increasing levels of anxiety. They don't know how to speak to each other. They don't know how to interact, how to make friends, how to engage in developing relationships and the skills that are involved in that. And I really do think that that screen time, is one of the culprits.
Where are they taking their cues from drinking? From their peers, from media, or from us, their parents?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are still grappling with the image and the normalisation that we have in relation to our drinking. We are drinking in Ireland problematically. We have been for a very long time, and we normalise that. It's normal in, unfortunately, very many households to have a bottle of wine every night, and that's normal and normalised. But when we look at what that means from a mental health perspective or from a physical health perspective, there's huge implications. And alcohol, and particularly in our young population, you know, the figures are there in terms of suicide. Alcohol is implicated in over 60% of the suicides in this country. And we're not actually, I think, taking that in and doing something or doing enough about it.
Dr. Fiona Weldon, clinical psychologist, thank you very much for joining us. Regional papers after these.